The ongoing economic fallout from the pandemic is constantly rewriting history. Later today, Australia's latest official consumer inflation rate will be released, and it's expected it'll show the biggest quarterly contraction since records began. With a preview, I was joined earlier by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. There's a huge amount of economic data around at the moment, Pete, but first, could you explain how the inflation reading works and what it includes?
Well, good morning, Sabra. The Bureau of Statistics looks at a basket of goods and services purchased by households each quarter. There are 11 groups, including things like food, alcohol, tobacco, transport, education and health. Now, what's known as the Consumer Price Index charts the price change in this basket. And of course, this time the COVID-19 impact is likely to be quite significant and record-setting. Market economists think inflation contracted or went negative by a massive 2% in the second quarter of this year, down by 0.4% over the year. Now, that would be the first negative reading since 1998 and the biggest quarterly contraction since the ABS started keeping records back in 1948.
Now, some big factors are expected to drive that economic inflation result. Are these one-off impacts or are they part of a trend?
Well, there are some important reasons for this falling inflation. The big one is because the federal government made childcare free to help families through the COVID-19 lockdown. Also, petrol prices tumbled in the quarter after crude oil prices just collapsed earlier this year because of an oversupply. Both of those factors have been largely reversed. The free childcare ended this month and petrol prices are on the rise. Now, the Reserve Bank looks at what's known as the core measure or trimmed mean of inflation, which strips out those volatile items, and so that measure should come in just positive in the quarter.
Now, Pete, just on the Reserve Bank, it has a mandate to keep Australia's inflation rate within a target band of 2 to 3%. The official reading that we'll see later today is going to be a long way from that.
Well, the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, flagged negative inflation earlier this year when the crisis began to hit. But, of course, in the first quarter of this year, inflation was looking pretty good, up 2.2% in the quarter. But, of course, COVID-19 is complicating the target band as it has with everything else. Now, negative or low inflation does mean that interest rates will remain low or close to zero, perhaps for years. The RBA's challenge is to now support the economy through the crisis to get the unemployment rate down to around 5% from 9.25% later this year. That's the official number. Of course, the effective rate is closer to 11% when you add those Australians currently being supported by JobKeeper.
Peter Ryan reporting there.